purpose of accomplishing whatever you have to accomplish. And it's irrelevant if you finish. And that was the whole, the pasuk in Koheles, Mesukesh Nasa Oved, Ima'atim Rav. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Yishuv Benun, Ata Zakanta Baba Yomim, because you accomplished what you had to accomplish. Just want to tie this in now to the Hemshech. Basically, Yishuv Benun now has a mission to give out the whole land of Eretz Yisrael, even though it wasn't all conquered yet. The Baruch Hu told him to give it out. Nachalo. And then it says, Ulushevet Levi, Loi Nosan Moshe Nachal. Hashem didn't give Shevet Levi a Nachalo. And it says why. Hashem Elikei Yisrael Hu Nachalosam. Kasher Di Be'olohem. So simply it sounds like Shevet Levi is not supposed to have a place. That's all. They're not destined to have a place in Eretz Yisrael. Hashem Hu Nachalosam. They're homeless. Right? Hashem is their protector. They don't need a place. The problem is, if you learn like that, then how do we understand the six Ari Miklot, which I'm sure you all remember from Maseches Makis, that the six Ari Miklot were Ari Levim, those were Levim's territory, and the 42 cities. There were 42 Ari Alevim. So the Levim had plenty of place. The Levim weren't homeless. The Levim had plenty of places to live. So what does it mean? If it would have just said, L'shevet Levi lo nasan Moshe. Okay, you could say, you know what, it was a different type. It wasn't regular Yerusha. It wasn't given to them as the rest of Eretz Yisrael. No problem. But that's not what the Pasuk says. Pasuk says, L'shevet Levi lo nasan Moshe nachlo. And then it says, why not? Hashem Elokei Yisrael Hu Nachalos. The Rabbani Shalom, he's their Nachalo. They don't need it. They don't need land. That's the way it sounds. The way it reads is, they don't need land. They did get land. They got place to stay. They had plenty of space. Altogether, they had 48 cities. 48 Orem to live in. Plenty of cities. What's the problem? Shevet Levi was the smallest Shevet. Shevet Levi was the tiniest Shevet in Klal Yisrael. Part of the Rishonim explain, it's really found in Chazal, part of the dedication of Levim was their self-dedication of sacrificing their numbers. The Medrash says that Shevet Levi had less numbers because they were so dedicated to the Beis HaMikdash, that by default it had to cut into their numbers. That's what the Medrash says. So they have plenty of space, the Levim. What's the problem? That's problem number one. Problem number one is, how do we read the Pasuk? Pasuk seems to say the Levim didn't have a place. They did have a place. That's number one. Number two, the Rambam comes in Hilchos Shemitah v'Yovel. The Rambam writes as follows. Yerali Shein advur mamurim elo ba'oret shenichas ol ebris la'avrom li'itzikul Yaakov, for Yeshua. This halacha, that a Levi doesn't have land in Eretz Yisrael, is only the land that was promised to Avram Avinu. The land that was promised to the others. But let's say a king would go and conquer Lebanon. Iraq, Iran. Conquer other countries in the Middle East. Not the land that was promised to Avraham Avinu. Says the Rambam, Yero Ali, Sha'a kol ha'rotzei she'koyvish melech mimalchei Yisrael, harei ha'koyhanim v'alevim bo'isan ha'rotzei se'bebizosan ke'kol Yisrael. He says, the Rambam says, that there the Levim get regular land. Now, if the point is what the Torah seems to be saying here, which is, the Levi should just trust the Rabbeinu Shalom. Right? And Hashem is their Nachalo. So what's the difference if the land was conquered in Eretz Yisrael, or the land was conquered in Chutz La'aretz? Who cares? What should make a difference? it's a Levi, it's a din in the Gavre, that the Levi should just trust the Rabbeinu Shalom. The Levi doesn't need land. Anybody who starts a family knows when you have that first house, when you buy your first house, there's a certain feeling of you're settled that you can't even explain it. It's your house. It's different. You could rent, you could have a lease, you could have a long-term lease. It's not yours. You buy something, you feel, oh, this is my house. I always have rachmanis. Some people don't have a house because I, Baruch Hashem, b'siyata d'shmaya, when I got married, it was a nice, I bought a house. It was a very cheap house. Then it was like a lot of money, $180,000. $180,000, then it was like $180,000. Today, $180,000. I can't believe you could buy a house for $180,000. And the owner financed part of it, whatever. However I managed to do it. So I always have rachmanis. Somebody's not in the house. Gives you a certain... The psukim seem to say that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Levi shouldn't have that security. Hashem hu nachlos. Hashem is his nachlos. Right? So then why are you giving them, number one, why are you giving them 48 cities? 6 are in Miklat and 42 are in Levim. And number two, why is Elzok the Rambam that other countries that are conquered that are not part of the land that was promised Avraham Yitzchak V'Yankiv? Over there, the Levi could have land. What's Pshandam? So I'll tell you an idea that I think will answer a lot of questions here. The idea is like this. We've many times asked the Meshech Chochmah's Kash. I'm going to give you a different teretz now from the Meshech Chochmah. But the Or Samech asked the following question. He says, why is a Levi not work the whole year? I've asked this question many times from the Or Samech. Why does a Levi not work the whole year? You know how many people have come to me over the years and asked me, these Yungalites, I meet them, you know, I meet them in the Shtibel, I meet them by Shiner, I meet them at 8:30, 9 o'clock in the morning, I go to work, I wake up 6 o'clock, why are they, you know, people watch the clock on a younger man. Lamaisa, a younger man, Taka has an achrayus, he represents Torah. And Taka, if he's seen walking around town all hours of the day, it's a Shtigl Chalasha. Taka Shtigl Chalasha. Imagine if we had a koil that ran 2.5 weeks a year. That was the koil. 2.5 weeks a year. That's the koil. And I go around raising money for that koil. I want people to support these Yungalites. They ask me, what's the Zman? The Zman starts 2.5 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, we kiss everybody goodbye. And they come back next El Zman 2.5 weeks before Rosh Hashanah. We pay them year round. How much money do you think I could raise for such a koil? It would be a mockery. What kind of joke is it? I have to fan for koil guys. They have off. They have a month off here. Nobody can. Why are they off? Why are they off for a whole month? I don't get off from work a whole month. You make in 1 month more than they make in 5 years, but that's not part of the chesh. Why are they off? Paying them $1,000 a month. Why are they off? Summertime, they have a job. What? Working in the summer. Yeah. Well, am I sir? Imagine having a coil that's open for 2.5 weeks a year and trying to raise money. It's crazy. That's not good crazy. My boy said there was such a coil. It's called Coil Halavim. Coil Halavim. Coil HaKoyhanim, Coil Halavim. How much do they do avoid the Beis HaMikdash? About 2.5 weeks a year. 24 families. Right? So you don't have to be a Gois HaGoyen. Right? Take the weeks, take the 52 weeks, divide it, less than 52 weeks in our calendar. Divide it in 24 families. Was it us? Nah, it's a little over 2 weeks now. As they come to Chais now. A little over 2 weeks. And then they have the regalim. They work it by during the regalim. That's the Gan Samaisa. And even the week that your family is on, you don't work the whole week. You're part of a big mishmar. Maybe you'll win the lottery. It's a noch besser. I have a 2.5 week koil, but the chevra go in the gym. The 2.5 weeks that I have a koil, it's a gym koil. They're in the gym, And every day I make a lottery for 5-6 guys to come up and learn a Beis Medrash. And I want to raise money for such a crowd. Even the 2.5 weeks that they work, not everybody's working the same time. You remember from Maseches Yumer, from Maseches Tomid, you remember, there's a Goyro. So probably every Levi actual work, maybe 2-3 days, a year. God's fine. Year salary for 2-3 days? I don't think there's anything like it. I don't think there's anything like it. A neurosurgeon has to be on work more than that. He has to do surgery at least one day a week. Cholapachas. Vostutzachto. So the Or Sameach, the word I always tell you from the Or Sameach says you can't be a Kohen. You can't walk and say, I'm a Kohen. A Kohen has to be a Kohen all year round. He has to be prepared to do Avodah the whole year round. A Kohen is not a job you walk and say, okay, you know, you put on your jacket, you're a Kohen. A Kohen has to live like a Kohen the whole year round. But I want to tell you a different idea. An andere Pshat. Pshat, Efshekim and Zogin, why a Kohen and a Levi don't work the whole year, is because every single chet that a person does is a shtickel chasaron in their emuna. Right? If somebody would mamish be believing at that particular moment HaKadosh Baruch Hu was watching them, no chet. No chet. So every single chet is a shtickel kfir. That's why some Rishonim don't count emuna as a mitzvah. Because they hold every mitzvah as an expression of ani mamin. Every mitzvah is an orechi Hashem alekech. Right? So every chet is a shtickel kfir. What's the Kohen's job? The Kohen and the Levi, they teach us to be maminim. They teach us to be ultimate believers. We all know the Gemara in Brachos Daf Lamed Hey. What does the Gemara say? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. Rav Shimon Bar Yochai didn't have to work. He didn't have to do anything. He just learned Torah. Zocho Malachtei Nasos HaYidecher. How many people are on that level? One in a generation? How many of Chaim Knievskis do you have? Most people are not on that madrega. They have to do something. They have to make a shtatlis. But the ultimate believer, the one who has the ultimate bitochen, doesn't need to do anything. The Gemara says, Harbi also could have Shem Ba'ichai, they did like him, loyal also be other. They weren't on that level. Right. But the Kohen, who has to imbue Emun in Klal Yisrael, he has to epitomize the ultimate maimon of no ishtadlus. Put total trust in their punishment. The fact that the Kohen is not working all year, that alone, that is a lesson. The lesson is not only when he's in the Beis HaMikdash. The lesson is the emunah that the Shevet HaKohuna has the whole year, that is the lesson to Klal Yisrael. Obviously, we can't be Kohanim, and if you look in the Rambam, this is so meduyik. Because if you look at the Rambam, at the end of Shemitah V'Yevil, the Rambam says, Lo Shevet Levi Bilvad. It's not only Shevet Levi. I will call ish v'ish mi boy olam. The Rambam's mashma even a goy, but that's a different psychical terror. Call ish v'ish mi boy olam, says the Rambam, any human being. Shenod v'arucha yoysay lamed l'fnei Hashem u'l'sharosay. That dedicates himself to the Shechina. Uporak me'ol savoro yoyol cheshboi nisar abim ha'shabik shibu em'odam. He takes off the yoke that people have. What's going to be today? What's parnasa? He doesn't think about it. So the Rambam says, I raise him in this Kaddish Kodesh Kodosh. And Hashem will give to him like he does for the living. So the Rambam is clear saying, it's not a madrega that's for everybody. It's yichide yichidim. But there is such an epitome level, which the Rambam says is what Shevet Levi represents. Loi Shevet Levi Bilvad. That means the Rambam is saying Shevet Levi epitomizes that. It's not just the Levi. You could have somebody else. That's what a Levi is. So I hold that the Rambam is answering the Meshech Chochmas Kasha. The Rambam is answering the Meshech Chochmas Kasha. The Rambam is saying that is Shevet Levi's mission. to represent the Klal Yisrael, what it means, total belief, without anything beyond that. That's what Shevet Levi represents. Efshe Kemen Zogin, maybe we could say in the same vein, that's really what Eretz Yisrael represents. Eretz Yisrael is the land of the Shekhinah. Eretz Yisrael is the land, Eini Hashem Lekecha Bo. Right? That's what Eretz Yisrael is about. So really, the ultimate, that's why every part of Eretz Yisrael that we conquer, we have to give Trumas and Maizvahs, because we have to remember it's not our land. But the Levim reach a new level. The Levim will have to represent the ultimate Emuna. They don't even get any land in Eretz Yisrael. I asked you, Akasha. They have the 42 cities, they have the Ari Miklat. If you look at the Orach Chaim HaKadosh, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, what do you do in a city where there's not enough space for the Reitzchim? The murderers don't have enough space to live. Nebuchadnezzar, a lot of Reitzchim B'Sheikik. What do you do? So the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, the Levim have to move out. Yeah? Meaning, the Levim, even the land that they have, is not really theirs. Even that land is not secure. Even that territory that they have if need be, they have to move out. What's going to be? We'll have to figure it out. So the Levim show, sigh with their actions, and sigh with their ownership, that everything is in their Ribono Shel Olam. Hakol is, everything is Bidei Shamayim. And that's when it says Hashem unach losoi, means they show that their only security is the Ribono Shel Olam. Okay, stop here.